So, you have a new Harry Potter movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. An Order of the Phoenix, the name of this one.
Oh, like a group of urologists?
No, Phoenix.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, they're a bunch of wizards.
In Arizona.
No.
Okay, keep going. I'll catch on eventually, probably.
Alright, so Harry's swinging on a swing set like a little boy, and Dudley comes to pick on him, and let me tell you, he's totally changed his clothing style.
Nice.
But then they get attacked by some Dementors who show them their scary butthole mouths.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so then Harry uses his Patronus charm to get rid of them, but then he finds out he's been expelled from Hogwarts for doing that.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
No, it doesn't, so Dumbledore manages to get the Ministry to agree to at least a hearing.
Well, good.
So this group of wizards called the Order of the Phoenix pick him up from the Dursleys on some magic brooms, and they fly past some awesome London landmarks.
They make him fly through public spaces on a magic broom because he's got to go to a hearing about having done underage magic in public.
That's right, sir. So then Dumbledore manages to keep Harry at Hogwarts, but the Ministry's up to some funny business.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, see, they're doing everything they can to stop people from believing that Voldemort might be back.
Oh, very sketchy.
Yeah, and they put one of their people, Dolores Umbridge, at Hogwarts as the new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
And what's her deal?
Well, she's this short little lady, wears a lot of pink, really likes cats.
Oh, she doesn't sound so bad.
She's the absolute worst, and people are gonna hate her more than they hate Voldemort.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's super snooty and mean, and she even interrupts Dumbledore's annual intro speech about how all the students are in grave danger.
Oh, but he loves giving that speech.
He really does, sir. Oh, and also since Harry saw Cedric die in the last movie, he can now see these creatures called Thestrals, which you can only see when you've seen someone die.
He saw his mom die.
No, yeah, he did, but he was too young to understand what death was.
He watched Professor Quirrell die just a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but the situation about that one is I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about it.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that back of yours.
So anyway, Umbridge says she's not gonna teach the students any defense spells, so Harry gets mad.
He does?
Yeah, he's like, Voldemort is back. I watched him murder Cedric Diggory.
Wormtail murdered Cedric. Voldemort was still a little baby.
Oh yeah, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, so Umbridge gives Harry detention and makes him use a quill that carves into your flesh.
Oh.
Which is not normal.
Oh, it's not. Okay, sorry. It just seems like Hogwarts students are always being forced to do, like, super violent, dangerous things. It felt on brand. But that's not normal, you're saying.
It's not.
Wow, well, okay.
So Umbridge starts imposing a bunch of crazy rules and posting them up on a wall where you can't even see them, and the students are getting pissed.
So what are they gonna do?
Well, they make a secret club called Dumbledore's Army, and Harry starts teaching everybody spells in the Room of Requirement.
Oh, that's that room where you get the requirements in there.
That's the one. So the bad guys know that they're doing something in this specific spot, but they just can't catch them in the act.
Oh, catching people in the act is tight.
What?
That's why I'm always kicking down motel room doors.
Oh my God.
So then what happens?
You might be going to jail, sir. So then we have a really romantic scene where Harry kisses Cho Chang.
Aww.
In front of a picture of the guy she was dating, you know, the recently deceased one?
Oh.
As she's crying about him.
Oh.
Anyway, so eventually Umbridge forces Cho to tell them where everybody's practicing, and then she busts down the wall.
I thought they already knew where the meetings were.
They did.
So why didn't Umbridge break down that wall earlier?
Unclear. And so since they called themselves Dumbledore's Army, he takes the blame for everything and escapes by clapping on a bird.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
So then Umbridge becomes headmaster and she starts controlling everything. It gets real crappy.
Oh, no.
And Harry eventually has this magical vision of Sirius being attacked in the Ministry of Magic, so they gotta get there ASAP.
How are they gonna do that?
Well, the only usable flu network fireplace is in Umbridge's office, so they try to use it, but she busts them.
Uh-oh, it's gonna be hard for them to get there with Umbridge on their back.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
You see, they trick her into going into the Forbidden Forest by saying that Dumbledore had a secret weapon in there.
She just believes them and goes with them into the forest with no backup?
She does, and then some centaurs and Hagrid's half-brother mess her up and drag her away.
Amazing, so now they can go to the Ministry.
Exactly, so they hop on some Thestrals and fly over there.
Why don't they just use the flu network thing in Umbridge's office since she's out of the picture now?
I don't know. So they get there and go into the Department of Mysteries, which has these prophecy balls stacked super high up.
Oh, very highly stacked balls.
Yeah, they need to find this one about Harry Potter and Voldemort, so then they do and they grab it.
Wow, well, thank God it wasn't one of the ones at the top of the stack.
Yeah, it worked out great, but then some Death Eaters pop out and it turns out it was all a trick.
Oh no.
Yeah, cause see, the only person who can take a prophecy is the person who the prophecy is about, and Voldemort really wanted to know what was in this one.
If it was also about Voldemort, couldn't he have grabbed it?
Yeah, but he's like a big boss guy. He doesn't do stuff himself.
That's a good point.
And we're also gonna see that one of the bad guys is Sirius's cousin, Bellatrix Lestrange.
And what's her deal?
Oh, well, she actually tortured and killed Neville's parents when he was a baby. So when she sees them, she's like, hey, Neville, how's your how your parents doing, buddy?
How does she recognize him if she last saw him as a baby?
Oh, I don't know. Magic, probably, I guess. I don't know.
That makes sense.
So anyway, then the Order of the Phoenix all show up, and there's this big fight, and then Bellatrix kills Sirius.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Harry's all pissed, and he wants to kill Bellatrix, but then Voldemort pops out. Whoa.
Oh.
But then Dumbledore pops out, too. Whoa.
These wizards are all about popping out.
They are, sir. So then there's this big old duel, and then Voldemort gives Harry a terrifying vision of Voldemort in a hoodie.
Oh, spooky.
Yeah, and it's a zip-up hoodie, too.
He has no business wearing that.
Anyway, so then Harry manages to make Voldemort leave with the power of friendship or something.
Oh, the power of friendship is unstoppable. Give me a high five, my dude.
No, thank you. That'd be way too complicated editing-wise.
That's fair.
And so then Harry gets back with his friends, and he's like, you know what I've been thinking? We have something Voldemort doesn't.
Noses.
Well, yeah, but also something worth fighting for.
Oh, very cute.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like money. We should start shooting ASAP, so then we can start shooting the next one and the next one?
Yeah, I mean, at a reasonable pace, right? Want to make sure all the cast and crew are all good?
Of course. Their well-being is always our top priority.
Hi guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that Pitch Meeting. If you hadn't noticed, Pitch Meeting is now on its very own channel, so if you haven't subscribed yet, that would help out a lot. And of course, you could also hit the like button and the notification button, or leave a 2,000 word comment about some Harry Potter detail I got wrong. And let me know what pitches you'd like to see next. Okay, bye. I gotta leave.